always, there are damn people like you. And now, what shall I do with you?" He wrenched at his own jacket and tossed the black ribbon aside. "I never liked the damn Coco anyway," he said. "Otto!" The vampire turned. "Yes, William, what is it you wish?" "That's going too far." Lord de Worde had gone pale. William had never seen him so obviously frightened before. "Oh, you say? You think I bite him? Shall I bite you, Mr. Lordship?" "Well, maybe not, because William here thinks I am a good person." He pulled Lord de Worde close, so their faces were a few inches apart. "Now, maybe I have to ask myself, how good am I? Or maybe I just have to ask myself, am I better than you?" He hesitated for a second or two, and then, in a sudden movement, jerked the man towards him. With great delicacy, he planted a kiss on Lord de Worde's forehead. Then he put the trembling man back down on the floor and patted him on the head. "Actually, maybe the Coco is not too bad, and the young lady who plays the harmonium, sometimes she winks at me," he said, stepping aside. Lord de Worde opened his eyes and looked at William. "How dare you!" "Shut up," said William. "Now I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm not going to name names. That's my decision. I don't want my mother to have been married to a traitor, you see? Then there's Rupert, and my sisters, and me too. I'm protecting the name. That's probably very wrong of me, and I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to disobey you one more time, in fact. I won't tell the truth. Not the whole truth. Besides, I'm sure that those who want to know these things will find out soon enough. And I dare say they'll sort it out quietly. You know, just like you do."
"Traitor!" whispered Lord de Worde.
"That is what people would say." Lord de Worde nodded, like a man caught in an unpleasant dream.
"I could not possibly take the money," he said. "I wish you joy of it, my son, because you are most certainly a de Worde. Good day to you."
He turned and walked away. After a few seconds, the distant door creaked open and shut quietly. William staggered to a pillar. He was shaking. He replayed the meeting in his head. His brain hadn't touched the ground the whole time.
"Are you okay, William?" said Otto.
"I feel sick, but yeah, I'm all right. Of all the bone-headed, stubborn, self-centred, arrogant—"
"But you make up for it in other ways," said Otto.
"I meant my father."
"Oh."
"He's just so certain he's in the right all the time."
"Sorry, this is still your father we're talking about? Are you saying I'm like him?"
"Oh, no. Quite different. Absolutely quite different. No similarities whatsoever."
"You didn't need to go that far," he stopped.
"Did I say thank you?"
"No, you did not."
"Oh, dear."
"No, you noticed that you didn't, so that is okay," said Otto. "Every day, in every way, we get better and better. By the way, would you mind pulling this sword out of me? What kind of idiot just sticks it in a vampire? All it does is mess up the linen."
"Let me help." William gingerly withdrew the blade.
"Can I put this shirt on my expenses?"
"Yes, I think so."
"Good. And now it is all over, and time for rewards and medals," said the vampire cheerfully, adjusting his jacket. "So where are your troubles now?"
"Just starting," said William. "I think I'm going to be seeing the inside of the watch-house in less than an hour."
In fact, it was 43 minutes later that William de Worde was helping the watch, as they say, with their inquiries. On the other side of the table, Commander Vimes was carefully re-reading the Times. He was, William knew, taking longer than necessary in order to make him nervous.
"I can help you with any long words you don't recognise," he volunteered.
"It's very good," said Vimes, ignoring this. "But I need to know more. I need to know the names."
"I think you know the names. Where did they meet? Things like that. I need to know them."
"Some things are a mystery to me," said William. "You've got more than enough evidence to release Lord Vetinari."
"I want to know more."
"Not from me."
"Come on, Mr. de Worde, we're on the same side here."
"No, we're just on..."